Blog Talk Radio.
Your kingdom down, Lord Jesus.
Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down.
Against
building
your kingdom, yeah. All those lame, you know what Satan?
Satan.
But the preachers are gonna preach your kingdom down. Good God Almighty, and yes.
But the preachers are gonna preach your kingdom down.
Oh yes, you've been
building
your kingdom. Oh yes, hallelujah. Not only that, but listen up, that the mothers are going to pray your kingdom down. Good God Almighty,
for the
mothers
are gonna
pray your kingdom down. You know what? You know what? Not only that, but listen. Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Yes, we are. Oh, Satan, we're gonna bring it down. Oh, yes. I got one more verse, listen. But the deacons are gonna pray your kingdom down. Glory be to God
for the deacons.
God's morning, and welcome to Spend Time with God on the Purpose of Closure Blog Talk Radio. And I am your host, Cassandra Brand. And yes, we're tearing Satan's kingdom down daily at 5 a.m. Now, you know what we normally do. We start with our affirmations. So let's get to it.
Hello, my love. Welcome to Guided Affirmations by Lavender. To Today, we will be reprogramming our mind with powerful affirmations for self-love, self-confidence, and self-worth. Affirmations help create new thought patterns in our mind. Through repeated listening and reciting, you can create new neural pathways in your brain, building new positive thought patterns and breaking any negative patterns you may have. Listen to this audio every day for 21 days as your daily morning affirmations or in the evenings right before you sleep. I will repeat each affirmation twice and then give you time to repeat after me. Feel free to recite these affirmations in your mind or out loud. I accept myself exactly as I am. I accept myself exactly as I am. I respect myself. I respect myself. I love and embrace all of me. I love and embrace all of me. I am radiant. I am radiant. I am beautiful. I am beautiful. I am confident in myself and my worth. I am confident in myself and my worth. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I shine brightest when I am my true self. I shine brightest when I am my true self. I am beautifully unique and incomparable to others. I am beautifully unique and incomparable to others. I love my body. I love my body. I am grateful for my body and all it does to support me. I am grateful for my body and all it does to support me. All of me is beautiful. All of me is beautiful. I am worthy. I am worthy. My worth is innate and cannot be taken away. My worth is innate and cannot be taken away. I have enough. I do enough. I am enough. I have enough. I do enough. I am enough. I am good enough. I am good enough. I am powerful. I am powerful. I am powerful when I respect myself. I am powerful when I respect myself. I am powerful when I love myself. I am powerful when I love myself. I am a force. I am a force. I am strong. I am brave. I am resilient. I am strong. I am brave. I am resilient. I respect my energy and protect it with love. I respect my energy and protect it with love. prioritize myself and my well-being. I prioritize myself and my well-being. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. I love being my most authentic self. I love being my most authentic self. I am smart. I am creative. I am capable. I am smart. I am creative. I am capable. I have everything I need within me to succeed. I have everything I need within me to succeed. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am loved. I am loved. I choose love over fear. I choose love over fear. I am ready to step into my true power. I am ready to step into my true power. I release all that does not align with my truest self. I release all that does not align with my truest self. I am ready to thrive as my highest self. I am ready to thrive as my highest self. I have the power to shape my story. I have the power to shape my story. I have the power to create my dream life. I have the power to create my dream life. I accept myself exactly as I am. I accept myself exactly as I am. I respect myself. I respect myself. I love and embrace all of me. I love and embrace all of me. I am radiant. I am radiant. I am beautiful. I am beautiful. I am confident in myself and my worth. I am confident in myself and my worth. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I shine brightest when I am my true self. I shine brightest when I am my true self. I am beautifully unique and incomparable to others. I am beautifully unique and incomparable to others. I love my body. I love my body. I am grateful for my body and all it does to support me. I am grateful for my body and all it does to support me. All of me is beautiful. All of me is beautiful. I am worthy. I am worthy. My worth is innate and cannot be taken away. My worth is innate and cannot be taken away. I have enough. I do enough. I am enough. I have enough. I do enough. I am enough. I am good enough. I am good enough. I am powerful. I am powerful. I am powerful when I respect myself. I am powerful when I respect myself. I am powerful when I love myself. I am powerful when I love myself. I am a force. I am a force. I am strong. I am brave. I am resilient. I am strong. I am brave. I am resilient. I respect my energy and protect it with love. I respect my energy and protect it with love. I prioritize myself and my well-being. I prioritize myself and my well-being. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. I love being my most authentic self. I love being my most authentic self. I am smart. I am creative. I am capable. I am smart. I am creative. I am capable. I have everything I need within me to succeed. I have everything I need within me to succeed. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am loved. I am loved. I choose love over fear. I choose love over fear. I am ready to step into my true power. I am ready to step into my true power. I release all that does not align with my truest self. I release all that does not align with my truest self. I am ready to thrive as my highest self. I am ready to thrive as my highest self. I have the power to shape my story. I have the power to shape my story. I have the power to create my dream life. I have the power to create my dream life. Repeat these affirmations every day or as you need them and experience the positive changes they bring to your life. Sending you love and light. Namaste.
Once again, guys, morning, and I am your host, Cassandra Brand. We've been working on an episode of The Names of God. And today we are going to be speaking on Adonai, which is my master. It's A-D-O-N-A-I, Adonai. Okay, we'll get into that later. First, I just want to do a little bit of introduction here, giving a shout out to our top five countries, who is our top five listeners: the United States, Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya, and India. We want to thank you and hope that you continue to grow and that this station is bringing value to you and your spirit, your family, your life, especially when we start off with the I am, the affirmations. We like to always start off that we do the same one for 30 days. We'll be switching it back over on August 1st, 2023. Because if you repeat it on a daily basis, then it really begins to register, okay? And not only register, but manifest in your life. I know it has done for mine. I have grown tremendously and have had some great manifestations. And when one is finished and complete, it's just another one comes on. And that's what growth is. That's what growth is. Don't get stuck in too. You got to keep moving. Okay? So, I would like to say, if you are a minister and you wanted some airtime or spend time with God, please contact me, purposeclosure@gmail.com. If you are interested in a sponsorship, always need some sponsors or donations, you can contact me through the purposeclosure@gmail.com. This is Monday through Friday, daily at 5 a.m., taking Saturdays and Sundays, because I do have another show, which is The Purpose of Closures. That's the blogtalk.com/ The Purpose of Closures with a S. And there's a different type of content. Here we spend God, starting our day off, spending time with God to help us through our day as well. Now, any prayer requests, you can also contact me through purposeclosure@gmail. I'm going to open the chat room and see if there's any listeners, any watchers in the chat room. Let's check the chat room. That only works when you're online, not over the phone. But if you want to call in, you may do so by dialing 319-527-6072. 319-527-6072. Let's keep all our elderly people in prayer, because they just like they used to pray for us when we was young, we have to pray for them while they're aging. Amen. We're going to do one more song here. Y'all know my favorite song. And then we'll get into the meat. Oh, excuse me. Got a technical problem here.
If I lost everything and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. If I lost everything, yeah, didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. you higher than pain. Yeah, yeah, it's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. I'm still higher than pain. Can you hear me say it?
Yes, my everything is Elohim, El Shaddai, Jehovah, Yahweh, and today, Adonai. These are the names of God, meaning Master and Lord. This name is used in Genesis 18:2, when Abraham saw God coming in the noon of the day with two angels to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He ran to meet them before the tent door, bowed himself before them, and said, Adonai, my Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Verse 3. And he became the great intercessor for Scripture. Tell us. And Abraham drew near and said, will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? That's verse 23. But we're in Genesis 18, so stick with me. I hope you have something to jot these scriptures down so you can go over them yourself. God reveals his will to those who know him as Adonai, Master and Lord. Up to this time, Abraham did not have a full understanding of God's will. That is why he tried to help God accomplish the promise to make him the father of many nations when he took Hagar as a wife. The moment Abraham calls him Adonai, Genesis 18:17, records, and the Lord said, shall I abide from Abraham that thing which I do, referring to what God was about to do in Sodom. When Abraham addressed him as Adonai, he was actually saying, you are my Lord and God, by revealing his plan for Sodom. We're talking about Sodom and Gomorrah. Written 434 times in the Old Testament, this name indicates mastership and ownership. Calling the Lord Adonai acknowledges his outright ownership over our lives totally. And when we call him Adonai, we say to him, we are your servants forever. We are here on this earth not to be served, but to serve. God created us to serve him and for his will to be done here on earth as it has already been done in heaven. Amen. See, God reveals his will to those who know him as Adonai, Master and Lord. We have to be humble. Oh, well, how can I do all this to somebody I can't see? Oh, he exists, because if he didn't, you wouldn't. You just have to build that relationship to get to know him. Because knowing him is infinity, we could never comprehend it all at one time. It's a process. Amen. Now, in your journal, addressing God as Adonai acknowledges God's absolute ownership of all we possess. Can be in a better hand, can have a better steward, better teacher. God has to be able to trust us for what he blessed us with. Teach us to be good stewards over our blessings. That's why we have to count our blessings every day. Every day we have to count our blessings. After we say this prayer here, I'm going to ask you to meditate within your heart and ask yourself, are you ready? Are you ready to allow Adonai to be your master, your Lord? We're talking about salvation. You don't have to be dressed and have a whole bunch of money and shoot. You might be puffing on a cigarette right now. There's no certain time. The time is now. If it's on your heart, you do it now. And understand that God didn't promise our sunshine no rain. Because even when it rains, the flowers grow. And if it don't rain, they don't grow. Amen. So let's say this prayer here, because we had, like I said in my description about just praying in the Holy Spirit. If you don't know what to pray for, just pray in the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit knows what to pray for. Sometimes things, you can't put it all together. It seems a little flighty. We can't think and figure everything out. We have to trust on the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for being present with us always. Thank you for the gifts of the Spirit, the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, gift of healing, workings of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, diverse kinds of tongues, and the interpretation of tongues according to Corinthians 12:8-10. Thank you for the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, according to Galatians 5:22. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for being the wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, according to Isaiah 9:6. The way, the truth, the life, according to John 14:6. The light, according to John 8:12. The door according to John 10:9. The bread of life, according to John 6:35. The good shepherd, according to John 10:11. The redeemed, according to Psalms 78:35. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, according to Revelations 19:16. Heavenly Father, I praise and I thank you for everything you have done, for everything you are doing, and for everything you are going to do. I bless you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I know that our battle is not with flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rules of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness and high places. Therefore, I put on each of us the whole armor of God that we may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand, we will be strong in you, Lord, and in the power of your might, according to Ephesians 6:10-13. We have Christ in us, the hope of glory, according to Colossians 1:27. So we shall prevail because the battles are not ours, but yours, Lord, according to 1 Samuel 17:47. Heavenly Father, I now put on each of us the breastplate of righteousness, according to Ephesians 6:14, and pray your word that we have hidden in our hearts, that we might not sin against you, because you made Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of you, God in him. I acknowledge you, God, as our Jehovah. Your word says it means our righteousness, and Jehovah, our sanctifier. Heavenly Father, I realize that our own self-righteousness is as filthy rags in your eyes, according to Isaiah 54:6. But your word says that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from the unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1:9. Heavenly Father, please forgive us for our sins. We want to be your loving and obedient child. We want to your spotless bride presented unto you in glorious splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, according to Ephesians 5:27. We want to be holy and without blemish through the washing of the water of your word, according to Ephesians 5:26, and acknowledge you. Yes, Lord. You are our Jehovah, our sanctifier, and we want to be your humble servant to walk in love, forgiveness, and gentleness towards each other, showing the love of Christ as your body, according to Ephesians 5:2. Remind us that if we do this, we will exit out from your righteousness and enter back into your old self, self-righteousness. Filthy rags. Help us to be a doer of the word, not just a hearer, deceiving ourselves, according to James 1:22, so we may act upon the revelation knowledge you gave us. I crucify our flesh now, according to Romans 8:13, as we die daily for self desires and live to do your desires, according to 1 Corinthians 15:31, in the name of Christ Jesus. I command the mind of our flesh to shut up. Don't talk to us about sin, for we are dead to sin, according to Romans 6:2. Don't talk to us about condemnation, for there is no condemnation because we are in Christ, according to Romans 8:1. We walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh, according to Romans 8:4. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ, according to Isaiah 53:5. We have been redeemed from the curse of the law, according to Galatians 3:13. We are blessed when we come in and blessed when we go out. We are blessed in the city and blessed in the country. Our fruit, seeds, lands, and storehouse are blessed. Everything we touch is blessed, and it prospers, according to Deuteronomy 28:3-6. All these blessings shall come out upon us and overtake us because we obey the voice of the Lord our God. Thank you, God, that you did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of the sound mind, according to 2 Timothy 1:7. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to continue this. Tomorrow, we have to take a few minutes out and have you meditate a thought about giving your life and accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. It's very sweet and simple. You mean it from your heart. God knows the heart. He know your heart has already been broken. It's hurting. It may have a lot of feelings of the flesh, but this is just a start to connect. Acknowledge God. Acknowledge Jesus Christ, the Son of God. If you have children, you got a son, you want to be acknowledged as his mother or a man as his father. Amen. But this is the first thing. Just repeat. You can say it out loud or just repeat it within your mind to yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. So right now, just give God a praise and worship him and meditate on him with the spirit of peace. Peace be still. This is your host, Cassandra Brand. Thank you for spending time with God on the Purpose of Closure Blog Talk Radio.